negative people and haters can be everywhere. Whether it's a coworker, a boss, a friend, or a family member, they are energy vampires that suck the life out of you. Some of them are just too negative that they constantly complain about all the different ways the world is set against them. Negative mood can be contagious, and dwelling on these negative
Thoughts,
sentiments, yes, simply contributes to their power. Let's learn to cope with them wisely and foster a peace space inside us that all negativity cannot pierce. Yes, that's a big mission. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it.
Well, before we get into the details, I just want to quickly mention that personally, I think negative people and haters are two different things.
Yes.
Because when I hear the word haters, I tend to think of trolls, especially those people who have nothing but nasty comments towards celebrities they don't like. So they will go to great lengths to denigrate them. So I call those people haters. But when it comes to negative people, that's more like everybody you get to see on a certain day, you know, because everybody has bad days. And when they're in a bad mood, they tend to like get pissed off very easily, and they tend to complain about everything, and nothing just seems to be good enough on that particular day. So that's more like just being negative. And I do think that being around negative sucks the positive energy out of you, because we only have so much energy. When you are just dwelling on certain aspect, of course, the rest of the energy goes away. So my personal philosophy is, if you're just being a good friend, sometimes, yeah, sure, you can let that slide for a bit, for the most part, but enough is enough. If someone is being negative too much of the time, and it really, just sucks everything out of you, then you should put your foot down and say, okay, I don't want to be around you anymore. Please stop talking, and please stop being negative. Otherwise, 有劲了。
Yeah, that's a
Looking at this, I mean, in many ways I agree, because you know it's all about how you perceive life. Actually, whether you're negative or positive, probably the same stuff's going to happen to you in that day. You know, things good things and hap good things happen bad things happen to good people and all this stuff. Just, you know, whether you're the best person on earth, someday you'll have a hard day. These things happen, guys. But I've always been that kind of person that says people should try to look at the glass half full. Realize what how awesome it is to be alive, how great it is you get to, you know, do what you do to exist, to be a part of this world. And there's so much to be thankful for, to remind yourself that actually, why are you being negative? You're just making your life and the life of others so much harder. You know, I would say try to not be negative, but maybe you've noticed these negative people that say things like, I can't, I hate that, I hate this, I won't do it. Negative people tend to exaggerate and focus on their negativity and really want to ignore anything positive. Sometimes they tend to be self-centered. They turn a deaf ear to constructive advice that may help them out. And they can also, I think this is really interesting, actually. Negative people can also be offensive in order to hide their inner insecurities. This is something I think is very common in bullies, you know, people or people that do hate. Though I do agree with Liu Yan on this, I think that negative people, that's a broad concept. You could have a bad day, a good day. They fit into the negative people category, but also I think haters do. And this is specifically speaking to the haters. I think negative people sometimes hide their insecurities, their problems, by trying to make other people feel bad. And my philosophy has always been, and Liu Yan, I'd really like to get your opinion on this, but you know, we have this philosophy now in the U.S. because there's, you know, there's always negative people, and they're sometimes hating on you. But the idea is now, the more haters you have, the better you're doing in life, you know, because like haters are gonna hate on, or haters are gonna hate the best, or something like that. I forget the actual phrase that goes with that, but
Haters gonna hate.
haters gonna hate, yeah. And don't let it get to you. No matter what, they're hating on everything. They're just negative. But if they're specifically hating on you, maybe that means because you're doing something really awesome, you're being a good person, and this and that, and they want to bring you down. Don't let them.
Yeah, that sounds like a speech that Ryan, you won't like this. Taylor Swift would give.
No!
Shake it up.
No!
Shake it off.
Just shake it off. You know?
No!
No.
But joking aside, I think it has a very good message. I do believe that unless you're extremely successful and extremely worthy of, you know, getting envious over, other people probably won't go to that length. So, yes. Yeah, it's a sign of your success.
Yes. And joking aside, Ryan, I think we were
on
the same page. And I thought of this exact same analogy about the glass
half full
or half empty. Yeah. It really depends on how do you look at the world and look at yourself in it. And you can always look at the imperfections, the blemishes, or the pitfalls. But you can also sort of look at another direction and realize that no matter who you are, there are parts of you that shine. And why do you let yourself be drawn to the darkness and not see the brightness that you bring with you? And also, I think when we talk about negative people here, I can totally understand the most positive person will have a negative moment or a negative day. And
for sure.
If it's a person that's always happy, always sunny like a sunflower, don't you think that's really freaky too?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I completely agree with that. And actually, that reminds me of something I saw in it's probably a TV show or maybe a movie. And the line specifically goes like this. Oh, I can't stand that guy. He just shoots rainbows and unicorns out of his, you know, A.
That doesn't sound very clean.
Yeah, so if someone is like that 24/7, it can be a negative thing as well. Because too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
In a way, I agree, and in another way, I disagree. I think we look at that person and we envy how positive he is, and that's why we get angry at him. It's like, how can he be so happy all the time? I'm not happy all the time. Why does he get to be happy all the time? I think it comes from a place of almost jealousy because, yes, sometimes I'm like, God, how is that guy always so happy? Then I notice myself and I'm like, what's wrong with being happy all the time? And why does that bug me? And then I'm like, well, maybe because I don't have that. And, you know, my philosophy on this is your mind is so interesting, right? Because you have your conscious, that's you in the now, and then your subconscious. But I think many times in my personal philosophy with how I see negativeness and deal with it is some days, you know, we have this saying, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It's just out of your control. That subconscious is its own thing in many ways. You don't necessarily control it. And some days it's going to be a little maybe negative. Some days it's going to stress you out. Some days it's going to be this. Some days it's going to be that. And I think finding the power to overcome that is really the power to look at the glass half full. Because there will be times where your subconscious is like saying, oh, that guy just made us so angry. Aren't you angry? And you're like, actually, you know what? That guy's just doing his day, getting through his life. I should not let these things bug me. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Yes, yeah. And also I think it has something to do with, Ryan, are you alluding at what I am like in the morning as
I come into
the office, you know?
I didn't say it.
with my heels on and I'm sort of like tapping my feet as I walk into the office and yes.
And I'm hiding under my desk.
Like sometimes I think you will be in different moods as you have different kind of character as well. And you need to work with other people as you are a grown up and you need to earn a living. You can't always be in your own home, right? Mm-hmm. And even if you're at home, you might need to interact with your parents or your significant others or your kids, you know, so you can't live on your own. And I think it's really important to be able to empathize a little bit. If you haven't lost that ability, I don't think you'll become that super negative person. But also, I think with the negativity of a person, it's also sometimes when it's a bit much. That in Chinese, we say this is a 负能量满满的人. So a person with a lot of negative energy, and that person, I think sometimes the suggestions you've given to them can be useful, which I think are pretty smart tips. But also, in today's Chinese society, so many people are just unhappy. And are constantly...
I think that's a global thing, actually, I would say.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's like the more extreme people, which I have had the unfortunate luck of working with some of them, that they're constantly under a nuclear cloud. That's how I feel. And for these people, it's very easy, and I have gone down that road. That is, I just want to put them in a box and ship them somewhere else, or I just want to be away from them. And as long as I am safe from all that negative power that's sucking me in, then I'm all right. But then I later on realize that some of these people, they're ill. They have psychological problems, or they're in an emotional dark hole that I don't think they're capable of digging themselves out of that hole. And here is my other question. How do you deal with such a complicated state of mind that different people are in when you inevitably need to interact with them? You can't fire them or drive them somewhere else. You're stuck with them.
I think that's going to differ from every person. Everybody has it. When you have a broken bone, there's a one way to fix all of that. But when it comes to the mind and psychology, everyone is different in how we think and our experiences that have made us who we are. And I think that's something you got to personally find for yourself. But if you're sitting there and just dreading every day, and obviously you're depressed and it's gotten to a problem where you think it's a psychological thing, you can't look at the glass half full, then you need to get some help. And that's something only you can find out what helps you the best, because I think, again, everybody's different. But try to go out there, be active in trying to find the solution, because there is a solution. I guarantee it. It's just when you're depressed, you feel like, you know, it's all over and there's no way out of this hole. But there is. You got to overcome that part. You got to be strong.
Okay, 2 points. First, I want to go back to what Ryan said earlier. He said that we have a problem with people who's happy all the time because we're jealous. I think there's definitely some point in there, but I tend to disagree on a certain level, because at least for me, I don't get jealous because, you know, I can't stand other people being happy. I doubt those people, because we are living in a real world, and in the real world, there can be happiness 24/7. I mean, there's no single person out there who can be immune. For example, if you're living in Beijing, you're dealing with the bad air. I just don't buy it for 1 minute that there's not even one bad thing in your life. So that's why I doubt those people. It's not because I'm jealous. It's because I don't think they're real when they're happy 24/7. And number two, I'll go back to your question, and I think it actually hit very close to home. I did have this very close friend once, but he was too negative, and it got to the point that I almost had to spend like more than 1 hour every day talking to him on the phone, addressing all the problems, all the complaints that he has. And there has to be a point when you tell yourself, okay, enough is enough. Even if he has this psychological need, even if he is not entirely healthy, you have to put your own well-being into consideration as well. So there comes to a point. Yeah,
and I think, you know, this isn't just also something that is psychological, just 100%. And what I'm saying is, kind of relative to what Hyung had just said, is like, we live in a day and age, we are animals. We are evolutionarily supposed to run for our food, eat healthy vegetables, not McDonald's, you know, are social creatures with a community. But the day we live in, like Hyung had said, it's easy to get negative because we live sedentary lifestyles. We do a lot of our interaction online. A lot of it's superficial and not real anymore. It's just what made us human X, Y, Z many years ago has changed fundamentally. So I think it's easy to be negative. And I think there are some things that you can also do, that if you are noticing you're having repeat days often of being negative, do some exercise. We've said it on the show. Try to eat healthy. These kind of things. Take your vitamins, you know. A happy mind and a happy body, I think, many times fall hand in hand. And so that's my spiel.
Yes, and that makes a lot of sense. And if you have a really negative person around you, there's only a certain amount that you can help them out, and you can't fight their battle for them. So Sometimes you need to let go after maybe reaching out. And also, if you are a person that's always feeling so negative about yourself and people around you, then maybe you should try to look if there is something not so right about you. And that step is the first step to cure and happiness. I see it that way. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Yan.